What happens when entire countries face existential threats? In Upheaval, Jared Diamond explores how nations navigate their most challenging moments through a fascinating therapeutic lens. Just as individuals experiencing trauma must acknowledge their crisis, accept responsibility, and selectively adapt while preserving core identity, nations follow similar patterns when confronting their darkest hours. This framework illuminates why some countries emerge stronger from crisis while others remain trapped in dysfunction. The psychological parallels are striking. Nations, like trauma survivors, must become mosaics of their pre-crisis and post-crisis identities to successfully transform without losing themselves. Diamond's breakthrough insight connects individual psychological crisis resolution to national transformations through 12 critical factors. The journey begins with acknowledging the crisis exists, something both nations often resist. Next comes accepting responsibility rather than blaming others, followed by building a fence to determine which aspects of identity require change and which remain sacred. Other crucial elements include seeking external help, using successful models, maintaining strong identity, conducting honest self-appraisal, drawing confidence from past successes, processing failures constructively, remaining flexible, identifying core values, and recognizing practical constraints. Nations that successfully navigate these factors emerge stronger from upheaval. In 1939, tiny Finland faced the Soviet Union, a superpower 50 times its size, after refusing territorial demands. Finnish soldiers on skis in white camouflage outmaneuvered Soviet troops confined to roads in dark uniforms. Using Molotov cocktails and hit-and-run tactics, Finland eventually ceded territory but preserved independence, becoming the only European country bordering the USSR to maintain sovereignty throughout the Cold War. Despite massive casualties, Finns demonstrated extraordinary acceptance of reality. Finland excelled at selective change, reversing its pre-war policy of ignoring the Soviet Union while maintaining political independence and democratic governance. This delicate balance, called Finlandization by critics, preserved core values while making necessary compromises with its powerful neighbor. When Commodore Perry's American warships entered Tokyo Bay in 1853, Japan faced a choice: modernize or be colonized. Japan responded with the 1868 Meiji Restoration, pursuing selective adaptation under the slogan, "Rich Country, Strong Army." The nation studied foreign models, adopting elements that strengthened the country while preserving cultural identity. The Iwakura mission exemplified this approach, as Japanese leaders spent 2 years studying Western institutions. Within one generation, Japan transformed from feudal society to industrial power, becoming the first Asian nation to defeat a European power by 1905 while maintaining its emperor, religion, and cultural distinctiveness. This selective modernization succeeded through national consensus about the Western threat, acceptance of responsibility, foreign technical assistance, strong national identity, and commitment to core values. In 1967, Chile was Latin America's most stable democracy, yet by 1973, it collapsed into dictatorship. Salvador Allende's narrow victory in 1970 with just 36% of the vote alarmed Chile's right wing, military, and the U.S. government. His radical policies triggered economic chaos, hyperinflation, investment flight, shortages, and nationwide strikes. The military launched a coup on September 11, 1973. General Pinochet established a 17-year regime combining brutal repression with free market economics. Chile's democratic rebirth began in 1988 when Pinochet unexpectedly lost a plebiscite. When democracy returned, socialists pragmatically continued Pinochet's economic policies while restoring democratic governance, creating a Chile for all Chileans that has led Latin America economically since. Germany's 1945 surrender left the country devastated, 7 million dead, cities in rubble, one quarter of territory lost, 10 million refugees, and economic collapse. Yet today, Germany stands as Europe's most powerful country with the world's fourth largest economy. A critical recovery aspect was confronting its Nazi past, with the watershed moment in 1968 when German youth challenged their parents about ordinary Germans' complicity. Chancellor Willy Brandt transformed Germany's foreign policy, establishing relations with East Germany and Eastern Bloc countries while accepting territorial losses. His most dramatic gesture came when he spontaneously knelt at the Warsaw Ghetto Memorial, asking forgiveness for Nazi crimes. Germany illustrates selective change, altering political borders and confronting its past while preserving core values like support for arts, healthcare, and community. The Marshall Plan provided crucial external support, while Germany's strong national identity helped it survive devastation and partition. The United States possesses exceptional advantages: the world's largest economy, resource self-sufficiency, temperate climate, unmatched navigable waterways, oceanic protection, democratic institutions, and historic socioeconomic mobility. Yet despite these strengths, America faces serious, gradually unfolding problems. America's deteriorating political compromise threatens democracy itself. Unlike the productive relationship between Republican President Reagan and Democratic Speaker O'Neill in the 1980s, today's political landscape has fractured severely. This breakdown is self-reinforcing as respected moderates leave government due to escalating campaign costs, reduced social interaction between representatives, and gerrymandering that rewards partisan extremism. This polarization has spread beyond politics into everyday American life as digital communication reduces people to words on screens. America's political breakdown may be unique due to lower social capital, vast geography, stronger individualism, and higher mobility. Political polarization represents a genuine danger, as seen in countries where compromise failures led to dictatorships. Though America's democratic traditions make military takeover unlikely, our high gun ownership and history of group violence create different risks. This internal polarization, not external competition, poses the greatest threat, as only Americans can destroy America. The lessons from national crises illuminate our global challenges: nuclear weapons, climate change, resource depletion, and inequality. Unlike individual nations, the world lacks a shared identity, political forums, historical precedents for global problem solving, and external allies. Progress towards solving world problems occurs through bilateral agreements, regional cooperation like the European Union, and international institutions. Globalization both causes problems and facilitates solutions, spreading resource competition and pollution, but also information and recognition of our interdependence. We stand at a crossroads similar to Finland, Japan, Chile, and Germany in their moments of crisis. Will we acknowledge challenges, accept responsibility, and selectively adapt while preserving core values? Or will we deny reality until crisis becomes catastrophe? The stakes have never been higher, and our capacity for transformation may determine humanity's fate. Diamond's therapeutic approach proves valuable through its practicality. Nations navigate crises successfully when they acknowledge problems honestly, accept responsibility, adapt selectively while preserving core values, and learn from both their own history and others' experiences. Successful nations demonstrate remarkable selectivity during crises. Finland maintained democratic governance while accepting Soviet influence in foreign policy. Japan adopted Western systems while preserving its emperor and cultural traditions. Post-Pinochet Chile kept free market economics while restoring democratic rights. Germany rebuilt while confronting its Nazi past. This selective adaptation requires both flexibility and strong identity, abandoning dysfunctional practices while preserving core values. Nations must adapt foreign solutions to local conditions rather than importing them wholesale, recognizing that transformations unfold over decades. Like individuals, nations must integrate their pre-crisis and post-crisis identities. Complete rejection of the past creates instability, while refusal to change perpetuates dysfunction. The mosaic approach, preserving valuable traditions while embracing necessary innovations, offers the most sustainable path through upheaval.